A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus told his disciples this parable. A man going on a journey called in his servants and entrusted his possessions to them. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to a third 1, to each according to his ability. Then he went away. Immediately, the one who received 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5. Likewise, the one who had received 2 made another 2. But the man who received 1 went off and dug a hole in the ground and buried his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants came back and settled accounts with them. The one who had received 5 talents came forward, bringing the additional 5. He said, "Master, you gave me 5 talents. See, I have made 5 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received 2 talents also came forward and said, "Master, you gave me 2 talents. See, I have made 2 more. His master said to him, "Well done, my good and faithful servant. Since you were faithful in small matters, I will give you great responsibilities. Come, share your master's joy." Then the one who had received the 1 talent came forward and said, "Master, I knew you were a demanding person, harvesting where you did not plant and gathering where you did not scatter. So out of fear, I went off and buried your talent in the ground. Here it is back." His master said to him in reply, "You wicked, lazy servant. So you knew that I harvest where I did not plant and gather where I did not scatter. Should you not then have put my money in the bank so that I could have got it back with interest on my return? Now then, take the talent from him and give it to the one with 10. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and those will grow rich. But from the one who has not, even what that one person has will be taken away. And throw this useless servant into the darkness outside, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth." There's a part of behavioral science called positive psychology. And in this, there's been a study that has proven that a positive attitude towards life requires a considerable effort, but is rewarding. Greg Easterbrook, a senior editor at the New Republic, has written in an article, "Psychology Discovers Happiness," that people may slip into melancholy or unhappiness simply because it is the path of least resistance, while happiness requires self-control. Well, I think that this is a very spiritual concept, and I believe it is what Jesus is trying to get at by telling this story. I'd like to just relate it in a more modern term. He's trying to emphasize about God's gifts to us, that we have to use them to do God's work. And so this wealthy man decided to go on long service leave, and he entrusted his money to his employees and gave each a portion to manage. One received 50%, another 20%, another 10%, and he kept the remainder for his travel needs. They each had different ideas about how to manage the money. 2 invested and doubled the capital. The last simply put it into a checking account for safekeeping. So when the businessman returned, he had a meeting with the 3 workers. The 2 who invested the money reported on the increase in capital. He praised them and gave them a promotion. The one who put it into the checking account defended his action by saying he didn't want to lose the money, so he put it into a safe place. He really didn't trust his own ability, and he said he was afraid of his boss. Well, he probably had a poor me attitude because he was given the smallest amount. The businessman was obviously angry at this behavior and sacked the employee. So we have to use our talents in a positive way and realize the potential that God has given us. We need to remember what the positive psychologists tell us, that it is easier to take the path of least resistance and do nothing. But that doesn't lead to happiness or gratitude, and it doesn't lead to any kind of spiritual depth or relationships. I think of an image in today's news here in America. The image is a line of cars and pickup trucks, as far as you can see, going down a wet pavement, rainy highway. And each of these cars and pickup trucks are pulling a boat. And it's a line as far as you can see, heading south, leading to Houston. All of these people have gone to the trouble of gathering their equipment to help the victims of Harvey. This, to me, is a profound example of what Jesus probably meant by this parable. These people bringing their boats to the victims of the flooded areas are the ones that Jesus says they have. These are the ones that have. They're using their ordinary gifts. They will grow rich, therefore, in using these gifts. They will grow rich not in money, not in thanks. They will grow rich in spiritual depth and in their relationship to others and to God. While anyone who sits around grasping in greed and self-interest and narcissism, they are guaranteed to lose it all. What they have will be taken away, like taking a handful of sand and squeezing, and the sand disappears through the fingers. The darkness and place of weeping and gnashing of teeth is within their own hearts. Ultimately, they lack real happiness and peace. And that real happiness and peace will continually be taken from them the more that they grasp. So today, from this parable, we might look around ourselves. Maybe we can't go to Houston with a boat, but we try to recognize the people right in front of us who are in need. Where is the talent in my life that I can share?